Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the International Film Festival, Rotterdam, 2020, or 2020. This is the first time I say that year in an interview, actually, so it's a bit strange. And I'm joined by Jorge Dylan Armand, a filmmaker here at the festival, presenting the film La Fortaleza. Is there an English title to this?
Hi, Matt. Thank you very much for having me on the program. There is not an English title for La Fortaleza, and the reason being is because it's a word that you can only translate two different ways. In Spanish, it has a dual meaning. It means both fortress and fortitude. And I like that duality, no? Because I think it says something about what goes on in the film.
Yeah.
But there's no such thing in English, so you have to choose one or the other word. Yeah. So I'm leaving it La Fortaleza for now.
Right. I watched the film. It was great. There's so much that I want to ask you about it, but I think first of all, it would be really cool to kind of like, for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with, how would you sort of introduce it and say a few words about the story, perhaps?
La Fortaleza is a film about a man who goes to the Amazon jungle to rebuild an abandoned tourist camp and to rebuild himself to quit drinking. But he gets involved in illegal gold mining when he reconnects with his indigenous friends who once helped him build a camp. The lodge, and that takes him down a path of violence and corruption.
And it's inspired by true experiences of your own father.
Mm-hmm. The film is inspired by the stories of my father, yeah. And it's acted or played by my real father, as he, in a way, reenacts what already happened. And some things that are happening in his present life.
Yeah. Now, how much of this is actually like based on his experience, or you know, how much of it is comes from your own imagination?
Quite a bit. I mean, my dad really had this camp in the jungle. The camp really got failed, and he got involved in illegal gold mining. This is back in the 90s. My dad really struggles with alcoholism.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit there that is based on real life.
There is quite a bit there, actually. I want to ask you about your father later in this interview as well. But it's great. There really is a lot in this film. There's a lot, the alcoholism, the illegal gold mining, and even the Amazon jungle as a setting and backdrop to the story. But I think a lot of it can be possibly encapsulated in one thing. I thought it was a very powerful portrayal of masculinity. I mean, was that your intention all along, too?
I'm not sure. And the reason I say I'm not sure is because I think we make films, like, subconsciously, in a way. I wanted to make a movie about that, not about, a movie that had, with a lot of energy, you know, with a lot of texture.
The reason I'm saying that is because it seems to be, especially with this illegal gold mining setting, a lot of it is about, like, you know, power and violence, even, and just even the alcoholism, I think, comes from a very interesting place. But let me talk about alcoholism. You said that your father struggles with it. Do you struggle with it as well? Perhaps you can understand it in some way. You have some other addiction that's not alcohol related.
Well, you know, I think I'm the kind of guy who sometimes I believe that to bounce back, maybe you have to reach the bottom or something, no?
Right.
So there's like a self-destruction, no?
Theme
in the film.
Yeah, totally.
And I think I am, in particular, sometimes guilty of that. No?
Yeah.
Like, go to dark places within yourself to then feel the difference or something. Yeah.
Do you have a self-destructive approach to filmmaking?
No, I hope not.
Well, I mean, another reason why I'm asking that is because I was thinking of Fitzcarraldo by Werner Herzog, you know, just simply because I don't know if I would be able to film in a place like the Amazon jungle, but you seem to have a fascination for it too.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. It's a place of my childhood. Of course, I knew that this film was going to have a lot of complications, not only being with my father, but being in the jungle. But maybe it's like, you know, you need a challenge, an adventure. That's why I do it, you know. That could be one reason, but maybe another reason is because I am searching for some fortitude, no? And to get that fortitude, you need to go through a process of sacrifice or something.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. How much did the setting kind of influence the aesthetics of the film?
No, so much, because I'm really interested to make a film that is has to do with the setting, no, with the context. Contemporary Venezuela, in particular. And I want to speak about the setting that these characters exist and say something. And do it earnestly, honestly, with... I don't want to say documentary, but like with a way of saying, okay, this is how life was at this time for these people in this place.
Is it still like that?
Yes. Well, we made the film in 1 year ago. We were filming. No, I mean, Venezuela changes a lot. I'm not sure how it is in the jungle now, because you don't hear much. It's so isolated.
Yeah, but you still feel like you want to communicate things about Venezuela in your films, despite the fact that perhaps you don't live there yourself.
Yes, because I feel like I've been forced to leave. You know, I feel like I'm losing an identity, a place. I feel that there's a government who is trying to erase history, create a new history, and I'm not sure what else to do, no, to fight back. I'm not saying that I'm fighting back with my films, that they have any big impact, you know, like anyone, like something political could have, but it's the only thing I know how to do, you know. So
yeah,
make a movie, to make an archive for myself, no, to preserve the image, the gestures, the way my father speaks, the place of my memory, but also to capture some Venezuelan reality about the present, so that then later it's there always. No?
Oh, I understand that, yeah, because one of my favorite filmmakers, Wim Wenders, once said that to film a wall is important, because that wall may not be there tomorrow. So I guess a lot of that... I mean, we could get into a discussion about Venezuela. I think it would be very interesting, but unfortunately, the time is what it is. Hopefully, we'll have a chance somehow to talk about this in the future. But a final question. I mentioned that I wanted to bring back your father. Obviously, in this film, he plays the lead character. How easy or how difficult was it working or directing your own father?
It was incredibly hard. But it was worth it.
Really?
It was one of the most intense things I've done in my life. I'm so grateful to have done that, you know. I'm especially today very crazy moved, because he left last night, no?
Yeah.
He went back to Venezuela. Don't really know where I'm going to see him. So yeah, it's a precious thing, you know. I feel very lucky.
Was it also an opportunity to just spend time with your father making this film?
Yeah.
But that's important to you.
Exactly. Making the film is a way to go back, no? To be 7 months with my father working on this film, yeah, doing something together, turning some very weird situation into a positive thing.
Yeah. Well, it was great talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Matt.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.